The 30-kilometre road from the Marnus provincial capital, Loringau, to Momote Airport is the island's main transport artery, but it's in pretty bad shape. Simon Ronnie is the general manager of a local car hire company and says the road takes a heavy toll on his vehicles.
We do experience the breakdown of the vehicles with the sockies, the leaf springs. I would say the door as well, because of the vibration of the road. The winding of the glass falls down and we need to fix that up.
In some places, he says the potholes are 80 centimetres deep, so deep even heavy trucks get bogged. The section of road near Momote Airport is so bad, Mr. Ronnie stopped sending his buses there to pick up passengers.
The potholes is really huge, so we cannot drive the car for the airport services. So the bus is stationed here in the yard.
So when the Australian government announced a few years ago that it would reseal the entire road, locals rejoiced. The pledge is part of a $37 million assistance package for Manus Island, effectively a sign of appreciation from the Australian government for the island hosting its asylum seeker detention centre, which was reopened in 2012. $16 million was committed to resealing the road and to rehabilitate two bridges. But the Australian government recently tried to backtrack on its promise.
They tell us now that it's only going to be sealed as far as Lolac Bridge. That's as far as it goes. That would be just under two-thirds of the road would be sealed and the rest unsealed.
Ronnie Knight is the member for Manus. He says the change in the plan to rehabilitate the road was announced by Australian government representatives during a meeting with officials from the Manus provincial government around 2 months ago.
Nobody is happy with it. I can't speak for the governor, but I know that senior bureaucrats walked out of the briefing. They didn't finish it. They walked out in disgust. The local people are quite upset about it because all the gravel is being extracted from Los Negros, which is in the Momote area. And those trucks that they've been using to extract gravel out from those blocks have been tearing up the road.
Charlie Benjamin is the governor of Manus. He backs up Ronnie Knight's story that Australian officials told his bureaucrats that the entire road would no longer be sealed.
That was during that meeting when the stakeholders, all of us, met. And then we were advised that they can no longer build up to the airport, but only to Lolac.
What were the reasons they gave at the time for not building the entire road?
The reason was given was because they had committed 36 million kina for the whole road. But since that time when the assessment was made, the road was in a good condition. But after the program was on, then, you know, all the big vehicles came and just damaged all of the road.
Governor Benjamin says the announcement outraged locals.
The reaction of the provincial government was just unacceptable. They just had to stand up out of the meeting. The people are very upset.
The Australian government has now backtracked on its backflip. After inquiries by the ABC, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade released a statement saying Australia is funding maintenance to the road, including a reseal. Asked to clarify if the entire road would be resealed, a DFAT spokeswoman said it would, in line with community expectations. Governor Benjamin has welcomed the change of heart.
Firstly, I think they could see that the government of Manus and the people of Manus are not happy at all. And I would also think that probably by you coming in as an Australian media, I think that probably helped. Because we have never been informed of this news. In fact, 2 weeks ago, we were told that they will not continue.
DFAT says the roadwork should be completed around the middle of next year.